Defying the test of time, the upcoming release of a new song by the Beatles, accomplished with the integration of artificial intelligence, has been keenly awaited. Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr, the surviving members of the iconic band, announced that the song would be released on November 2. In 2023, it's a fact, the Beatles are back. It is true that only time will tell. Titled Now and Then, the initial composition of the Beatles' song was the brainchild of John Lennon, subsequently enhanced by other band members. After many years since its initial recording, the song has now been completed through the collaborative efforts of McCartney, Starr, and AI technology. McCartney, now 81, had previously hinted at the release in June. A promotional trailer heralded this composition as the last Beatles song. The official release by Apple Corps, Capitol, and Universal Music Enterprises, UME, is scheduled for 1 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time on November 2, accompanied by a music video premiere the subsequent day. Complementing the release, a 12-minute documentary helmed by Oliver Murray, who is renowned for his 2022 miniseries on the Rolling Stones, will debut on YouTube, offering insights from McCartney and Starr. Historically, Now and Then was recorded in the late 1970s in New York's Dakota Building by Lennon, incorporating piano elements. Artificial intelligence played a pivotal role in isolating Lennon's vocals from the piano accompaniment, an endeavor overseen by Peter Jackson, the acclaimed director of the 2021 documentary series The Beatles, Get Back. Reflecting on the endeavor, McCartney expressed, "There it was, John's voice, crystal clear." He further commented on the authenticity of the recording, emphasizing its emotional depth. He elucidated, "In 2023, to still be working on Beatles music and about to release a new song the public hasn't heard, I think it's an exciting thing. This final iteration of the song, completed last year, incorporates George Harrison's guitar elements from 1995 and other instrumental contributions recorded at Capitol Studios in Los Angeles." Starr's recounting of the experience underscored the emotional resonance of the project, likening it to Lennon's presence during the process. The Beatles, once comprised of Lennon, McCartney, Starr, and Harrison, dissolved their partnership in 1970. Tragically, Lennon met an untimely death in 1980, and Harrison succumbed to lung cancer in 2001. Regarding the song's origin, it was one of multiple tracks Lennon recorded for McCartney prior to his demise. While other tracks were refined and released in the mid-90s, Now and Then remained unfinished due to technical issues, now resolved through AI. Artificial intelligence in music has prompted industry discussions, eliciting both skepticism and admiration. McCartney earlier reflected on its implications as kind of scary but exciting because it's the future. Sean Ono Lennon, the offspring of Lennon and Yoko Ono, perceived the posthumous collaboration as profoundly touching. He noted its significance as the final collaborative piece among the band members, deeming it a poignant time capsule. The release will be presented as a double A-side, paired with the 1962 debut single Love Me Do, and will feature cover artistry by Ed Ruscha. With AFP.